The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where's Scott?
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Where's Scott?
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to our pre-Thanksgiving Day holiday adventure here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don's with me. We're going to have Liam Shep back in the house talking about a lot of things. Of course, big news on the Ron Paul debate front. The climbing the charts that he is doing is quite amazing, and we'll talk about the mental gymnastics and gyrations the old media is doing to try and deny that this is happening. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, there's an alert from the Alliance for Natural Health. Dick Durbin and Henry Waxman strike again. Can you imagine this, Don? They're back. Why haven't they been sent out to pasture yet?
I don't know. Those two guys I can't think of anything they've done that's been any good. You know, we've got Dick Durbin, who we've talked about over the years, has not been a friend.
No, not at all.
To what it is that we stand for, what we try and do. And Henry Waxman, wow.
And he's in like Hollywood elitist town. Why don't they send him home? All the Hollywood elites are using supplements, but yet they're going after it again. Senator Dick Durbin, Congressman Henry Waxman trying a new tactic in their attack on supplements after previous legislative failures. They've asked the Government Accountability Office to review adverse event report data, but only for supplements.
That's a good thing. Adverse report data, we need to review that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute. They only want to look at the adverse event report data for
supplements. Not drugs. By the way, it was great when Ron Paul will hear this, actually said that the war on drugs is a failure and the dangerous drugs are the prescription drugs. Oh, my gosh. He did it again. By the way, go to anh-usa.org. Check it out online at robertscottbell.com. We have the link up to the action alert. Please let your voice be heard. I want to see us occupy the FDA. I heard from John Rappaport. He says, why don't we occupy FDA? Yeah, now that's a good idea, like the Raw Milk Freedom Riders did. Occupy FDA, shut them down before they shut down your access to dietary supplements.
So, yeah, Robert, I mean, here, Durbin Waxman wanting to go after the supplements rather than the drugs.
Hmm.
You know, if you want to check out the adverse event report data, go for it. Because you and I both know that supplements, you know, the adverse events are very, 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 very small, if even existent at all, when it comes to supplements.
No, this isn't about protecting the public. This is about basically exerting power over the people to deny them access to and their freedoms to, you know, eat, supplement, etc. And this is payoff to Big Pharma. Dick Durbin and Henry Waxman and others should be ashamed of themselves.
Quick statistic here. Yep. You know, if you look at the data here, the adverse events that have been reported for supplements, 1,080. The adverse events for vaccines, 26,517. You know, it's not hard to figure out here. Prescription drugs, over 526,000. So yeah. This is obviously just, you know, it's an attack on supplements. Totally. And it's so obvious that we can see this.
We're going to have some civil disobedience here because they're about to wipe out two-thirds of the supplements with these new guidelines from FDA. But we'll talk about that. It's Thanksgiving. I'm trying to find some things to be grateful about here,
right.
Don.
All right, let's have some fun.
Can we be grateful for Ron Paul's performance? He got more than 89 seconds last night in the debate at CNN.
He did. It was a good debate. I enjoyed it. It was definitely Ron Paul's topic.
Yeah, he's
to speak on, and I thought he did a brilliant job.
Everybody's saying, well, he's making me think. Even the people that didn't like him before or bought the party line, they're saying, wow, he's making us all think. Ouch.
And what's everybody talking about this morning from the debate?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's
Paul and Gingrich, right? I mean, they had this volley back and forth between the two of them, and it was pretty good.
Was this first one about terrorism?
Security? It is, yes.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and run this. This is Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich. It's the Battle Royale.
I think the Patriot Act is unpatriotic because it undermines our liberty. I'm concerned, as everybody is, about the terrorist attack. Timothy McVeigh was a vicious terrorist. He was arrested. Terrorism, still on the books internationally and nationally, is a criminal. It's a crime, and we should deal with it. We dealt with it rather well with Timothy McVeigh. But why I really fear it is we have drifted into a condition that we were warned against, because our early founders were very clear. They said, don't be willing to sacrifice liberty for security. Today, it seems too easy that our government and our Congresses are so willing to give up our liberties for our security. I have a personal belief that you never have to give up liberty for security. You can still provide security without sacrificing our Bill of Rights.
Isn't that amazing? Not sacrificing the Bill of Rights. How outrageous is Ron Paul here against Gingrich?
Now, the question is, how can you argue with that? I mean, what did he say that doesn't make sense or that we don't agree with?
Well, I mean, don't they bring up the Timothy McVeigh thing? I mean,
Of course. And, you know, so Gingrich decides, since he's in the spotlight, he's the kingmakers are trying to make him the guy to look at the moment. He's got to come back on the Timothy McVeigh comment. And here's what he said.
In defense of the Patriot Act.
Timothy McVeigh succeeded. That's the whole point. Timothy McVeigh killed a lot of Americans. I don't want a law that says, after we lose a major American city, we're sure going to come and find you. I want a law that says, you try to take out an American city, we're going to stop you.
See, and that's where most of the media reports today are going to end. They'll say that, oh, look, Ron Paul got slapped down because Timothy McVeigh was successful, and as if the Patriot Act would have prevented it, and what other rights should we give up in order to prevent, you know?
And you know what? They could get away with that because they're going to let it stop. That discussion back and forth, they're going to stop with what Gingrich said. Mm-hmm. However, if you let it continue and listen to what Ron Paul said in response to Gingrich's statement, then it's a far different story, because here is what Ron Paul said.
This is like saying that we need a policeman in every house, a camera in every house, because we want to prevent child beating and wife beating. You can prevent crimes by becoming a police state. So if you advocate the police state, yes, you can have safety and security, and you might prevent a crime, but the crime then will be against the American people and against our freedoms, and we will throw out so much of what our revolution was fought for. So don't do it so carelessly.
Yeah. Wow.
So listen, you know, you want to have a camera in your house, you want a microphone in your house, you want the government to go through all of your emails, your phone calls, that you want a GPS tracker on your car, you want an RFID chip in every kid. You know, I mean, we can do that. That would guarantee that, you know, we know exactly what you're doing, when you're doing it, who you're doing it with, what you're saying, what you're thinking. Who wants to? I don't want to live in that country. That's not the country I want to live in.
Don, what's the point of the American Revolution? I mean, he took it full circle, did he not? Where Gingrich is so willing to sacrifice liberty for security. Remember,
absolutely,
Benjamin Franklin, founding fathers, warned us, and they said, "Well, we could prevent a Timothy McVeigh." Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you have a total police state, you might well do that, but you're also going to elicit domestic terrorism, because just like the occupation of foreign lands, now the federal government's going to occupy everybody's home. You don't think you're going to breed the terrorism that you say you want to prevent? This is a dunder. And they say Gingrich is brilliant. He's only brilliant for following the CFR and Bilderberg party line at this point, as far as I'm concerned. But you won't hear that in the other media. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And is it a coincidence that the debate is being put on and the questions are coming from AEI and Heritage, which just happens to be two organizations that Gingrich has worked extensively with and is still working with? No, no coincidence there.
No, not at all. And amazingly enough, he nailed Paul Wolfowitz on some stuff. Hey, I've got the links all the way up at robertscottbell.com for the entire debate, especially the Ron Paul highlights. We can only have time for one more. We're going to talk more about the setup for this with foreign policy. Don and I are going to really pick it apart so you'll understand. You can talk to your friends about this, among other things we're going to do today on the show. But let's hear the brilliant Dr. Ron Paul talking about the war on drugs. Oh, my gosh.
When you say cancel the war on drugs, does that mean legalize all these drugs?
I think the federal war on drugs is a total failure. You can at least let sick people have marijuana because it's helpful, but compassionate conservatives say, well, we can't do this. We're going to put people who are sick and dying with cancer and they're being helped with marijuana if they have multiple sclerosis. The federal government's going in there and overriding state laws and putting people like that in prison. Why don't we handle the drugs like we had alcohol? Alcohol is a deadly drug. What about the real deadly drugs are the prescription drugs? They kill a lot more people than the illegal drugs. So the drug war is out of control. I fear the drug war because it undermines our civil liberties. It magnifies our problems on the borders. We spend like over the last 40 years $1 trillion on this war. And believe me, the kids can still get the drugs. It just hasn't worked.
Wow. I mean, he's having neocons now pause and go, dude, Ron Paul is actually talking.
What?
Yeah. Some of the neocon talk hosts and semi-libertarian ones I've heard the comments on. And of course, he nailed them on the Romney on the cuts to defense. You know, right. Romney said, oh, they're going to cut $1 trillion in 10 years. And Ron Paul says, no, they're not. There are no cuts. There's only a reduction in the growth.
Yeah. It's all talk, he said. They're just nibbling at the figures. And I love the look on Romney's face when he said that.
Oh, man. Nailed him. Hey, listen.
We got Ron Paul saying stuff. None of the other guys on that stage are going to say anything even remotely close to what Ron Paul said.
No, it's amazing.
People to realize that.
People are waking up. He is winning. He is leading. Keep up the good work, everybody out there. We're going to take a quick break because Don and I have some more things to parse about the lead-up to try and make Ron Paul look bad on foreign policy. You need to hear it so you'll understand what's going on, and then you'll be able to communicate it to those who are ready to hear this message of health, freedom, and liberty right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com, as well as entering your email address there so you can get your daily updates. 866-939-BELL. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the special pre-holiday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanksgiving tomorrow. Grateful that you're all here. Grateful for you, Super Don, as you know. And the Bob Schieffer thing, I wanted to cover that now since we did the debate discussion. Going back to the setup, you know, trying to say, Ron Paul says America caused 9/11. Every American's responsible. You know, it's like, come on, man. The 89 seconds that changed the world. CBS. What does CBS stand for? Count me out. I don't know. This is something that...
That would be CMO.
CMO, okay, count me out. The CMO, CBS and CMO, all right. It's a little off, but hey, I'm going to go with it at this point.
All right.
But Bob Schieffer is just trying to set him up as the guy. And it's like, I don't even know if it's in Schieffer's character, but it's sort of like what Jesse Ventura was saying yesterday on the program. These people just follow orders from corporate. That's how they get the big bucks. It's not because they're independent thinkers. They just say, here's my script. I'm going to say it. And it says, emote now, Bob. You must emote now. Go after Ron Paul now. Make him look to be a kook. That's all
they
got.
Bob Schieffer is not a journalist. Anybody who thinks that Bob Schieffer is a journalist has got their head up where the sun doesn't shine, because it's not. You know, this, just the setup on this, this was on Sunday, this last Sunday on Face the Nation. They had, Bob Schieffer had Ron Paul on, and it was just, it was so obvious from the beginning
that this
was an agenda driven hit piece on Ron Paul as a setup for the debate.
You got to hear this. We got to play this. I mean, I think Bob Schieffer's been eating too much schmeat. I mean, honestly. Come on, Bob. Get with the program.
Some of the things you have said in the debates suggest that you believe that 9/11 happened because of actions that the United States took. Is that correct?
I think there's an influence, and that's exactly what you know, the 9/11 Commission said. That's what the DOD has said, and that's also what the CIA has said, and that's what a lot of researchers have said. Just remember, immediately after 9/11, we removed the base from Saudi Arabia, so there is a connection. That doesn't do the whole full explanation, but our policies definitely had an influence.
Does that sound like he was blaming America? I mean, full on?
Well, you know, here's Bob Schieffer. So you're blaming, you're saying that the U.S. actions caused 9/11. And I think Ron Paul did a great job of explaining his view. That
basically, what you're saying, Mr. Paul, is that it was America's fault, that 9/11 happened, and it was our fault that it happened.
Relentless.
No, I think that's a misconstruing of what I'm saying, because America is you and I. And we didn't cause it. The average American didn't cause it. But if you have a flawed policy, it may influence it. Well, I'm saying policies have an effect, but that's a far cry from blaming America.
Well,
I mean, in America, you're supposed to be able to criticize your own government. You're supposed to be able to criticize your own government without saying you're un-American.
But what
that's
your,
what the implication
but what
go get him
but,
see
but,
Bob
but,
even
but,
so even interrupted
it's,
you
it's, first it's Bob Schieffer saying U.S. actions caused 9/11. No, then it's so you're saying then that it's America's fault. No, Bob, it's not. Now, do you think it stopped there? No. Bob Schieffer has to come in a third time trying to get Ron Paul to say it's America's fault.
And Ron is fired up. I have to say, Ron is fired up. Go get him, Ron.
What you are saying, it was the government's fault. That basically is what you are saying. Let me move on to from something else.
I'm saying the policymaker's fault.
The policymaker's fault.
Contributed to it.
All right.
Contributed to it.
Let me ask you this.
Contributed to it. And Ron's saying that because he knows that he, unfortunately, the first time he said it was the policymaker's fault. And, you know, so here's Bob Schieffer. You know, it's obviously he came into this interview trying to nail Ron Paul, make him out to be some un-American, America-hating guy in preparation for the debate. And, again, you know, just time after time, it's America's fault. No.
But
it's actions in the U.S. No.
Don, these are the new marching orders, right, from those that are trying. We can't get him on character. He's got nothing. What are we going to get Ron Paul? I know. We'll pull a Giuliani
on him.
On
the economy. They can't get him on monetary policy. They can't get him on inconsistency. You know, I mean, just I think it was yesterday, I saw a headline, Newt Gingrich coming out with this bold new plan to allow people to do this unheard of thing called opt out of Social Security. Where have we heard that before? Who's been saying that all along?
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul. They sound just like Ron Paul. So they have to try and go after him on foreign policy. And it was just obvious.
That was amazing.
It was just obvious, just, you know, completely. And Ron did a great job because he explained that it's not blame America. It's the policies of America.
Are you sure? Are you sure about this, Don? I think Bob, you know, he's not going to let go. No, he won't let go of this.
He said that it was the policies of America,
right?
Foreign policies that contributed.
You believe that 9/11 happened because of actions that the United States took?
No, Bob.
No, that is not what he was saying. He said that it was foreign policy that contributed to what happened on 9/11.
Basically, what you're saying is that it was America's fault.
It's America's fault, Don.
Bob, no, it's not America's fault.
Oh, my gosh.
We own a part of what happened, you know, and it's an adult discussion that most people don't want to have, that there were things that we did. We didn't fly the planes into the buildings. We weren't the guys that did it. And we weren't alone in the blame of what happened, but we did play a part in what happened on 9/11. And most people don't want to admit that fact, or you know, it's just
what you are saying. It was the government's fault.
Let it go, Bob.
Enough of Bob Schieffer.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was and it was really uncharacteristic, I would say, to some degree. Because Ron Paul was in his face, basically. I mean, it was by satellite, but he was not letting day. He was not backing down. He was intense.
I got to say that we've gotten used to Ron Paul, and I think one of the criticisms that we've had with Ron Paul is that he doesn't get out there and interrupt and interject and correct something that somebody's saying. In this particular interview, it was the first time I'd seen him do that, and it was very good because I think he got his point across and did not fall for the bait.
Well, it was interesting. There's some description of Ron there that there were problems with his microphone as well as his audio feed, as if there was some kind of level of, hey, let's see if we can mess with this guy and make him look bad. And it only made him focus more tenacious in taking on the obviously scripted Bob Schieffer trying to nail him. And as I said, pull a Rudy Giuliani on him. Remember in 2007? When at the debate, I mean, this was a turning point for a lot of people, and a lot of people didn't understand it the way they do now. Where, you know, Ron Paul talked about blowback, the concept of blowback that the CIA had reported on, that was in the 9/11 Commission report. And yet, you know, Giuliani gets on and says, I can't believe you just said that. You should take it back.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's what the media is doing is they're trying to play to the uninformed voter. And, you know, with the whole baseball, apple pie, eating hot dogs, throwing, you know, red, white, and blue footballs around and stuff. Ron Paul is not being unpatriotic by saying that our foreign policy played a part in what happened on 9/11. It's a fact. And it's just like if you get into an argument or a fight with somebody, you own a part of what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people just see. You know, when we think of 9/11, what do we think of? You know, we think of planes flying into buildings and people dying and firefighters that lost their lives. And that happened. It was a tragic event that took place. But there's a lot that people just don't understand. They're not informed about things that happened that led up to the events of 9/11 that you didn't have any part in. I didn't have any part in. Our neighbor down the street didn't have any part in. But those yahoos that we have elected,
the policy
that are in office, have written the policies and the legislation. You know, Robert, I suppose if we wanted to boil this down, do we have some fault in what happened on 9/11? You know, I think you could say that we do. And the reason why I say that is because if you look at Congress, we've got a Congress that has a 13% approval rating, yet they've got an 80% reelection rate. How do you reconcile those numbers? And it's because everybody looks at the other congressmen in Congress, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid, and they say, those guys suck, but not my
guy. Or
and
gal.
They always reelect their own people. Well, and you know, You can't have a 13% disapproval rating, yet an 80% reelection rate, and look at those numbers and say, you know what, we need to quit reelecting these people that are destroying this country.
Well, there's a, you know, a disease which is a cognitive dissonance born of our drug dependency and, of course, nutrient deficiency and, of course, fluoride proficiency and on and on and on, all these things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that expands our understanding of these political events, what they mean, how they come about as well. Which is why, you know, what happens in D.C. affects our freedoms elsewhere outside of the district.
Well, it does. And that's the beautiful thing about what it is that you do. You know, a lot of people, when they tune into the show, they've never heard the show before. They think, why are we talking about Ron Paul? Why are we talking about monetary policy and the economy and government on a health show? And the reason is as you say, that what happens in government directly affects what happens to our situation as far as our freedoms to make those choices for our own health. Mm. You know, we're constantly talking about whether it's the raw milk situation or the raw some food raids or, you know, the approval of the drugs, the corruption in the FDA and, yep. and in the NIH. You know, it's all one big package and well, it's all related and one affects the other and we have to address those things.
And Super Don, there's evidence we're winning. We really are. And it isn't for the sake of gloating that we say that in any way, shape or form, because there's a long way to go still. But look, yesterday a new Iowa poll came out even before the debate that placed Ron Paul firmly in first with 25% of the, you know, likely voters, caucus goers in Iowa. What are right. they going to say when Ron Paul wins Iowa? They're going to say, well, Iowa doesn't matter. That was like a straw poll. And you know how those things are. Ron Paul always wins these straw polls.
Well, and it'll be like, you know, when Ron Paul wins, it's just a fluke. If Newt Gingrich won, it would be the rise and the emergence yes. of the new front runner who's going to be the messiah of the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is how it is. We've been fighting an uphill battle as far as the media goes for a long time, but I think Ron Paul, what he's done is he's proven
yep.
that
yep.
if you stay consistent, you continue to tell the truth, and you continue to fight for you know for what you know is right, eventually mm-hmm. you will succeed.
Yep, as we are doing. I mean, that's the message we've had on the Robert Scott Bell Show all these years, and the audience is listening. It's growing every month, incredibly so. I mean, you want to talk about something to be grateful for. The listeners are communicating with other people around the world, and the message is getting out. They're listening to a message that they won't hear anywhere else in media. And, of course, Mike Adams, with his great work with Natural News, is doing it. Scheduled it, you know, let's say the weather is good, right? If there's nothing major breaking, we're scheduled to be on the Alex Jones Show after the show today, right after Mike Adams is substitute hosting for him while Alex takes some time off with the family. And so we'll get some more information out there as well. But, yeah, we're winning. We really are. And does it mean others are losing? Well, I would say statism is losing. Tyranny is losing ultimately, although at the same time we could look at, like we talked about, the Fourth Amendment violations, TSA. On some level you could say, Robert, you're delusional. Of course we're losing. Look at all of this. But, you know, everybody that wakes up is one less source of energy, one less copper top for the tyranny, for the ruling elite, for the class that wants to enslave us all. And so as we head into Thanksgiving holiday, I mean, that's a powerful message of gratitude that we have.
Could not have said it better myself.
Well, let's take a break here. We've got a lot more healing to do. Later on the show, I'm going to have Liam Sheff back on. We're going to debrief our Jesse Ventura interview and dive into some other things coming out of South Africa, of course, here in the U.S., things related to AIDS, and as well as basically freedom of the press. Amazing things that are happening where those that were oppressed become the oppressors. Do we ever learn as humans from history? We'll talk about that as well and plenty other things. 866-939-BELL, of course. RobertScottBell.com for all the latest and greatest in the news, as well as your updates through naturalnewsradio.com as well. Thank you for being here. Let's take a quick break. And we'll be right back, Don. Will we come back?
Absolutely.
All right, let's come back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alert, alert, alert. I know it's Thanksgiving and you want to just kind of kick back for the holidays here, and the Robert Scott Bell Show wants you to do that, but my goodness, the Department of Homeland Security is making sure we're safe and secure during the annual Turkey Day festivities.
That's what they do.
Can you believe this?
We need to rely on the Department of Homeland Security to keep us safe.
Listen, I don't know how we made it through the first Thanksgiving without Department of Homeland Security, based on what we're learning about a grave new terrorist threat that is facing perhaps, I don't know what percentage of the population, all over, from the heartland to the heart, if there is a heart in D.C. The Department of Homeland Security taking any threat seriously during the Thanksgiving holiday, including the ominous threat to national security posed by, guess what?
Taliban.
No, starts with a T, though. You were close. Turkey fryers.
Turkey fryers.
That's right. If it wasn't for the Patriot Act, we would all be taken over and boiled by turkey fryers tomorrow.
You know, it's I.
You think I'm joking? This is a lead story on Drudge Report yesterday, and it's linked up to the Examiner in Washington under the Campaign 2000 Beltway Confidential is one of the links up here. How dangerous can turkey fryers be? The DHS was posed this question, Department of Homeland Security. And boy, oh boy, they took it seriously. Thank goodness, because I don't know how many Americans would be terminated tomorrow on Thanksgiving if this issue were not put out there like they do. Now, is there a threat level like yellow or red or orange or green associated with the turkey fryer thing?
Pumpkin pie orange.
Pumpkin pie orange?
I don't know. It could be beet red. you know, look, I think everybody has seen, if you've spent any time on the internet, the videos of people putting a frozen turkey into a turkey fryer.
Well, they put up a zone of inhibition they put around the Pentagon that they're not allowing turkey fryers within, I think, 1 mile.
That would be a very difficult setup for a suicide bomber to come running down with a turkey fryer strapped to their chest and a frozen turkey in it.
But there's this thing that my son likes called Punkin Chunkin. Have you ever heard about this Punkin Chunkin?
I've heard of it. Yes.
They get
put these pumpkins in a cannon or something.
Yeah, they put them in cannons and trebuchets and different things.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I hear there's some crazy people trying to get into America on Thanksgiving. They're pretending to be turkey fryers or turkeys themselves. And basically, this pumpkin chunking is where they put a pumpkin in these things and they blow it out a mile away. And I think what they're afraid of now, that the Al-Qaeda and Taliban, in fact, may be co-opting these turkey fryers and turning them into pumpkin chunking cannons. And they're going to shoot frozen turkeys from a mile away and damage the reclaimed part of the Pentagon. I mean, this is a serious thing, Don. Don't be laughing about this.
Well, you know, but you've got to laugh about the fact that the Department of Homeland Security, I mean, we've been talking about DHS for a long time, Janet Napolitano, you know, the failures and the bureaucracy. And when they've got to take on something like the danger of turkey fryers, there's something really horribly wrong here.
Well, it's horribly wrong with the American people, the electric, that we've tolerated this. Now, granted, if we're in all seriousness and no jesting, we would say, yes, if you put a frozen turkey in a vat of boiling hot peanut oil, you're asking for trouble. You're one of the ways that you would argue that Darwin was right, you know, the selection of the stupidest. But, I, you know, come on. We could watch that on another show, my son. Like, what is that, Mythbusters? They did this. They showed this. Right. We don't need the Department of Homeland Security spending $1 trillion of our taxpayer money to warn us against terrorist turkey fryers.
Nah, you would think if there was going to be a bureaucracy that was going to handle that, it would be the FDA, not the DHS, right? At least turkey is food.
Yeah.
You think that would fall under the Food and Drug Administration, not the Department of Homeland Security?
Well,
is there a security threat?
They're claiming that there is. I mean, this is weird, I know. Now, if FDA were involved, of course, we would like them to warn Americans against the steroid-enhanced antibiotic-infested turkeys.
The GMO turkeys.
The GMO turkeys or something, because, you know, you start sending those antibiotics over through the air and turkey fryers, you know, it's worse than that. The Pentagon could be perfectly safe, but what if the people were infested with the antibiotics and the GMOs and the growth hormones?
Right.
I mean, there could be super soldiers, super turkey soldiers, super chicken. Call on super chicken.
My favorite. No, I have not thought of super chicken.
You think about this. This is real. You know, I understand why we need to devote more energy, more time, more money. We need super chicken alerts for this Thanksgiving from DHS and FDA. Save me. Save us all. I just wanted to live long enough to have a pumpkin pie, an organic pumpkin pie. Now we got pumpkin pie orange warnings. Don.
Yes.
I think we've descended. I don't know if we'll be able to recover.
Have we milked this topic long enough?
I sure hope Liam still is willing to show up after that if he's listening. Because we've really taken it to listen, we didn't have to do any of that. The DHS is making a fool out of themselves with this.
How can you come across a headline like that and not at least acknowledge it, though?
Yeah. Where is Sean Hannity claiming that Hezbollah is going to take over Israel with frozen turkeys in boiling peanut oil?
Yeah, I'll spare you the Sean Hannity impression.
Yeah, no, of course. Anyway. You know, as he said, he's probably cowering in fear because Ventura says, Sean, I know you're going to have to sleep sometime.
Right.
Of course, the tryptophan from the turkey could put that could be it.
This is, I heard that's a myth.
No, terrorism, tryptophan, both teamwork.
They're
going to put the entire American populace to sleep. That we're not already asleep enough. And this is how Al-Qaeda sneaks in. Turkey Day, tryptophan. See, you see the plot here? They're missing everything.
It's a conspiracy, yes.
Everything is. There's no accident. Turkey Day, the Turkey Day takeover, terrorist takeover of America. Thank goodness for the TSA, the Turkey Security Administration. You're not going to be able to fly with your turkey. So anybody tomorrow, if you think you're going to get on board with a frozen turkey, they're not going to. You can try and sneak it on. You can try and dress it up as a little child coming through security. They're going to catch you. Don't do it.
You're killing me. Okay.
I'm sorry. I mean, what are you going to do with a story like this, Don? I can't help my. I mean,
I don't know. It is ridiculous.
We'll get serious. We do have some serious topics to cover pre-Thanksgiving Day show, but I'm going to leave that for Liam because he's never irreverent. I know he'll be darn serious about everything that we're talking about here and more. All right, Don, I'm going to switch gears to wrap up a few more minutes of this segment and take on a serious thing. I'm actually going to praise Obama. Yeah, I know you're thinking, what? You're crazy. Why would you ever do that? Well, listen, if somebody does something sort of right, I want to acknowledge it, even if I disagree with most everything else that they do. Story here off of the Washington Post from yesterday. Obama pardons five, commutes one sentence for convictions, including selling drugs and gambling. And you know my perspective on drugs. It's not something I'm a fan of, per se, particularly the FDA variety. But when it comes to cannabis, the you know so-called marijuana, I think it's ludicrous. And in fact, it's a violation of fundamental rights. You violate basically the creator. You say, hey, creator, I'm sorry, you created this plant? Nope, we're going to ban it. Yeah, take it up with the creator. But he evidently commuted the sentence and pardoned a number of people, including some drug dealers. Although, weirdly enough, that some of these dealers were dealing in cocaine. And if it were the coca leaves, per se, again, the leaves themselves, non-synthetic. I want to take them out of the realm of isolationism and really, for all of their benefit, coca leaves are sensational for dealing with, for instance, altitude sickness. For those that are, you know, mountain climbing, high Andes, I mean, it's like the magic pills in science fiction that can get you to breathe on very thin air. These coca leaves can do that. And the Sherpas know it. And I'm not talking about isolating it and turning it into cocaine, but that's what a lot of people think that you have to do. You have to isolate it out. No, we're talking about the plant as the plant as the plant. Is medicine. It's created by God, and that's I'm sticking to it, right? But, you know, basically, despite the fact that he's, you know, still ramping up his attacks on medical marijuana in the states that have approved it, he has seemingly going against character for him, has pardoned Leslie Claywood Berry Jr. of Loretto, Kentucky, sentenced in 1988 to 3 years in prison for conspiracy to manufacture and distribute marijuana, cannabis. Also, Dennis, whoever this guy is, in Wesley Chapel, Florida, sentenced in 87 to 5 years probation and $20,000 fine for conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute 1,000 pounds of marijuana. Again, it's a plant. I'm not advocating for its use other than, you know, if you find it medicinally necessary for you, hey, it's your freedom. If you want to use it recreationally, hey, that's your freedom. As long as you don't violate anybody else's rights or if you're under the influence of any of these things, create a problem, cause injury or harm to another. Of course, you should be liable for that. That's an action that's requires liability. But there's a number of people that he basically pardoned. Why doesn't he set loose all nonviolent drug offenders? People have just used it, and we should look toward education. Let the private sector, let the true charity come out through the churches and other organizations. We don't need the government to provide education or re-indoctrination centers on the use of these drugs. These people have, by and large, a lot of nutritional deficiencies or other imbalances that they're trying to meet those imbalances through maybe improper or wrong-headed means. Although, again, if it's just the plant, I don't see the problem in it. Now, if you have a disagreement with me on that, and a lot of people may, that's okay. You can call me at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. But I will err on the side of liberty in this case. And I'm not advocating for the use of heroin. Heroin is an isolated synthesized compound derived from the plant. Now you're not talking about the whole thing and all of the elements that balance everything out. That's a whole different story. But here I am, just so you see, fair is fair. Obama pardoned some people in a gambling. Listen, you want to gamble? Look, they already legalized gambling, illicit gambling through what? Wall Street. And you're telling me you do it on your own, that's somehow illegal? It's another story you get me started on. Anyway, Thanksgiving Day special here. The Robert Scott Bell Show kicks into gear even higher. Next hour, Liam Sheff joins me. We've got a lot of interesting topics on the air we're going to be covering with you. And that's, of course, robertscottbell.com for all the show notes. See where we're going, where we've been. And, of course, naturalnewsradio.com, where you sign up for email alerts. Please do so if you have not done so already. Coming right back to wrap up the first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Have any of y'all heard the real story of Thanksgiving, how this thing started, this holiday coming up? I'll get to that in a minute, but one of my friends through, I think it's the Google Plus, Facebook, whatever, sent me a link last night about this. This goes to the exporting of death by Big Pharma to the therapy naive people of planet Earth. In other words, those that aren't exposed to the dangers of Big Pharma and are willingly signing away their lives, even though they're not capable of really understanding with it, with truly informed consent. It comes out of Turkey. 893 Turks die in major drug company experiments. I've got it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Drug experimentations conducted by pharmaceutical giants killed 893 Turks. This is according to The Independent. Turkey is listed sixth of the countries that report the most deaths due to experimentations, with India taking the lead at over 1,700 victims. That's what we know about, and we've covered this, these therapy-naive stories before. So first, I see that it's happening in Eastern Europe, in particular in Turkey. The total number of world deaths caused by pharmaceutical experimentation runs as high as 120,000. And, of course, they're just talking about the experiments. They're not even acknowledging those that have already been approved by governments around the world, particularly here in the U.S. with the Fear and Death Administration. 120,000 a year is nothing for them. I mean, that's, you know, baseline, so to speak, with that which is already out on the market. This is just in the attempts to bring other drugs out to market. Pfizer, Bristol Myers, PPD, Squibb, Amgen, Bayer, Eli Lilly, Quintiles, Merck, KGaA, Sanofi Aventis, and Wyeth are some of the most known companies to conduct these experiments overseas. India's health minister, interestingly enough, Ghulam Nabi Azad, said 10 companies had paid compensation of a comical £3,000 each. Comical, right? Comical. It was maybe $5,000, if we're talking about British pounds, to the relatives of only 22 victims in India. A girl of 13, Sarita, was also known victim of such experiment. I mean, these are real people. Of course, they're just faceless people. They're not really human to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, much like the military industrial complex, and those who support it without question don't care about foreigners. You know, they might be pro-life here in America, which doesn't mean much when you're pro-death everywhere else. The Turkish Ministry of Health in this article, however, claimed that Turkey was one of the most regulated countries on issues of pharmaceutical experimentation, stating that each experiment was overseen by authorities on grounds of ethical concerns and paying subjects was a strictly forbidden procedure. Yet explain how these deaths are occurring there and elsewhere. And, you know, this is not one of the things I have gratitude for as I think about Thanksgiving weekend coming up. And I think about the origins of Thanksgiving. I mean, I grew up, you know, in a traditional American household with, well, I can't say that, with a mom from Israel, a dad from Brooklyn. It wasn't really any tradition. I mean, I had to learn a lot of stuff out in the street. I mean, you know, from friends. Oh, here's American tradition, because my mom didn't know. My dad was traveling pharmaceutical sales guy. And so a lot of those traditions, I had baseball. That was a tradition in my household. I love baseball because, you know, I grew up with my dad talking about the old years of the dominance of the New York Yankees in the 1950s and 60s and all the great players there. I just remember that. I mean, those are fond, good memories, even though we talk about all kinds of things well beyond just the sports world here, which we rarely cover, unless it's to bring another point out about liberty or a lack thereof, or maybe excellence. But the Thanksgiving issue, I mean, it wasn't anything. It was all about, well, the pilgrims came and they shared a meal with the Indians and everybody was happy. I mean, that was about the extent of it, wasn't it, for you? I mean, if you grew up the way I did in an American household, and come to find out later that the first Thanksgiving was basically a celebration of the free market. I'll almost say capitalism, but I don't like the word capitalism because it's crony. It's phony now. But the free market. In fact, that originally, when the colonists came over, they actually had socialism in mind. Everybody got a plot of land, but anything you could produce on that land went into the kitty. Everybody got it. In other words, it went into the central thing. And pretty soon, people figured out that, hey, why should I work so hard? You know, Sam over there on his plot, he's producing enough for me too. And it all goes in, whatever he produces goes into the pot, and I'm going to get my share anyway. Why should I work my tushy off and sweat, right, when I could work off the sweat of my neighbor? And so what happened is, as more and more people gamed the system and figured out that enforced socialism, it just all pulled together. There was no incentive to do anything because you were going to get to eat no matter what. So why not sit on your ass, Bryn, right, to say it kindly, and do nothing? And of course, the colony collapse disorder, not of the bees, but of the colonists, the early colonists, because they engaged in socialism. And so they really had to retool this thing and thought about it. It's like, what are we going to do here? We're dying. We've got famine. We don't have the ability to take care of ourselves because most of the colonists are not doing anything because, well, okay, let's think about this. Maybe what if we said, here's your plot of land. You produce whatever you want on it. You do whatever you want with it. You can sell it. You can give it away. You can barter it. Produce as much or as little as you want. But you don't get to share by force of a gun with your neighbor's stuff unless you know, come to some agreement with them on how you want to share in their bounty or abundance. And of course, once that kicked in, it was the most prolific year that they had ever had. The production of foodstuffs. I mean, they had more food than they knew what to do with because suddenly there was an incentive. If you had more, you had the ability to give it away via charity or sell it and make extra something, purchase, upgrade your lifestyle, whatever. Of course, some people say, well, it's greedy. You should just give it all away. Well, look what happened. The human experiment gone awry of just pure, unadulterated share by force, not volunteerism. How do you like it? People hold a gun to your head and say, hey, you have to give everything away or you have to share everything you worked hard for. Doesn't feel too good. Even little kids understand that. Of course, we like to teach our kids, right, to share. It's okay to share. Share your toy. It's still your toy, right? That's the difference. You get to get it back when, you know, your friends, you're so kind enough to let them play with it. Whereas in a socialistic system, it was never yours to begin with. You're producing for anybody and everybody, least of all yourself. Maybe you get to keep some of it. Maybe you don't, which is the fundamental flaw in the income tax. The income tax is a slave tax. It means the government owns 100% of you, and they get to dictate how much you get to keep of your own, the fruits of your labor, so to speak. And also a real harm, you know, horrific reason why, you know, you get a birth certificate and give your kids a social security number so that they're numbered like cattle, like chattel. And they are not sovereign humans of creation, created and born of God with unalienable rights. They're given privileges by their overlords, the elitists in the government, the bureaucratic oligarchy, etc., which is why we're sitting here looking at the precipice of losing two-thirds or more of the dietary supplements in America, because we look at the FDA as if they have some kind of authority from God to tell us what we're allowed to utilize, what we're allowed to eat, what we're allowed to say about what we eat. And my goodness, if we produce it and actually sell it to our neighbors, not by use of force or fraud, but simply by speaking truthfully about what we believe this substance or substances or these creations we've helped to bring forth can actually do. You can't utilize force or fraud in a free market. If you do, there are consequences. But we don't have a free market. We have a market that is, as I said, crony capitalism or crapitalism that basically rewards or protects and defends mediocrity. In fact, it protects and defends the pharmaceutical companies that can go out and exploit the therapy naive and kill them and not be subject to any criminal proceedings, prosecutions, or otherwise. Jail time, much less a so-called death penalty, for which they basically visit upon the therapy naive of planet Earth, whether it used to be here in the U.S. or whether it's India, Turkey, or other places, or Guatemala, or Tuskegee, Alabama. And so this concept of socialism plays itself out in medicine and warfare. You don't have any rights. We tell you where to go. We tell you who to kill. And if you're killed along the way, hey, it's just the price of what? Admission to be part of a great empire? That wasn't the origin of the American Republic, the birthplace. And the pilgrims, so-called the colonists, found out very early on that the so-called high ideals of socialism, level the playing field, everybody gets to share, everybody, nobody's better than anybody else. Yes, we are all created equal in terms of soul. If you believe you have a soul, some say, well, I don't have a soul. I am soul, my real reality, my true self. And of course, at that level, yes, soul equals soul. But we each born with different experiences, different talents, different advantages, disadvantages. What we do with it, you know, makes us human or inhumane. And if you're forced by a gun to be good, be charitable, be pious, be moral and ethical, are you really any of those things? If it was done by the force or threat of jail or loss of your life or, you know, liberty? Or can it be done through volunteerism? The only possible way, in my mind, in my opinion, is through liberty, through the freedom to make the choices. My God, can I say it this way? God gave us free will, and yet we would give it up for the sake of, well, forced egalitarianism? That's not egalitarianism. Freedom is the answer to what ails us. Liberty is the solution to our problems. But Newt, Ron Paul Gingrich, right? He tries to pretend he's like Ron Paul now. Yes, you can opt out of Social Security. Says, oh my gosh, we need a security state. We need, yes, yeah, 9/11 happened because we didn't have the Patriot Act. Or Timothy McVeigh happened because we didn't have the Patriot Act. Of course, as Ron Paul pointed out and we played earlier, if we have a policeman and a camera in every house, yeah, we probably could prevent some crime, some wife beatings, etc. But at what cost? Do you want to live in a police state? Do we already live in a police state, wherever you are around planet Earth? America is certainly headed that way. Talk to anybody from Eastern Europe that has immigrated to America. They'll tell you firsthand what's happening here because they've lived through it. They've survived it. They escaped it. And then those places, by and large, crumbled. No, the message of Thanksgiving is gratitude for freedom, not gratitude for socialism, not gratitude for slavery. Slavery is abhorrent, and socialism is a form of slavery, forced do-gooders. If you're forced to do good, you are not doing good. That is my Thanksgiving Day message. I hope it is a little bit uplifting, not too depressing. I appreciate you being with me here on the first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Thanks to Super Don and all those wonderful clips we got together from the debate last night. Next hour, Liam Sheff's going to return. We're going to talk a little bit about Jesse, the Governor Ventura's playful time with us yesterday. That was fun. And a whole host of other news stories here. And if all goes according to plan and the weather holds, I'll be on the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams after the show today. You'll want to tune in for that as well. In the meantime, all I got to do is remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's my
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to participate, you can call Robert at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. And now, it's time to
wake up!
Thank you.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
Yeah, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Rolling along here, second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's our pre-Thanksgiving Day edition, and we're grateful. And I'm grateful because guess who's back on board this hour?
Chocolate.
Chocolate Liam Sheff.
What?
You're the chocolate Easter bunny. Wait, no, it's the Thanksgiving bunny. It's the Thanksgiving turkey.
I'm
eating lots of Amy's Living Magic. I'm high on chocolate.
Yes.
Cacao me.
I am the symbol of the reincarnated chocolate bunny rabbit that represents all the dreams of American boys and girls to have Santa Claus visit them and give them Xboxes.
Cacao. Welcome back, Lee. Hey, yesterday, man, what a blast to have the governor on, huh? Ventura was what an amazing guy, and boy, he let loose on some stuff. I loved what he said about Hannity. You got to sleep sometime.
Yeah. Do you know when I go on Fox, what did he say?
I'll never do it unless it's in person.
I'll only go in person so they can't catch up. And then he said, I told Hannity, I was a Navy SEAL. He said, "Sean, you know I was a Navy SEAL." And Hannity says,
"Thank you for your service."
Yeah, thank you for your service. And Jesse says, he said, "Thank you for your service and all that
BS."
Yeah, because that's what it is from these guys. And he said, "I didn't tell you to be thanked. I told you because Sean, you have to sleep sometime."
Go Jesse! Oh my gosh, that was classic. And there's still a lot of ditto heads out there for Rush Limbaugh. There's still a lot of what does Sean have that people say? They say you're a great American, right? That's what he says. You're a great American.
God,
listen, if there is such a thing as a great American, we talk about the ideals of America. I mean, it's a Jesse Ventura.
It is Jesse Ventura.
It's standing up for and it's a Ron Paul. It's the people that are willing to speak out.
Who's that?
Ron Paul.
Where's he from?
He's from originally Pittsburgh.
What does he do?
Well, he's a doctor.
He's a
congressman.
Oh, really?
He's running for president.
Did
you hear about him?
No.
Yeah. Well, last hour we certainly heard about him, and Don and I were talking about the need to, how can we make him irrelevant or make him look crazy? How about if we say that he said America caused 9/11? And, of course, we went through that intensely on the Bob Schiffer, or whatever he is. Anyway, more stuff we got to do this hour. Again, a gratitude show. I'm scheduled to be on Alex Jones' show. Mike Adams is going to be sub-hosting for Alex, if it all works out. Of course, there's breaking news. It may not happen, but hopefully it does. So right after the show today, get ready to switch it over to GCN or go online. We should be doing some video conferencing in on that as well with Mike Adams. That'll be fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah, really good. And some things that I'm grateful for. I am grateful for Ron Paul. I am, because he's woken up a lot of people, not because of him saying, you need to wake up. He just literally becomes a living example for the things that people are responding to appropriately now, which is very exciting to me to see that. And grateful for you, Liam. We've been having a lot of fun on the air together. And, you know, as the governor noticed, you know, you guys are actually having some real discussion here, right? You're able to talk about stuff. No sound bites, you know?
No censorship.
Yeah, we're no censorship. And we try not to use four-letter words or three-letter words like FDA, but occasionally they slip out.
NIH, CDC, yeah. FBI.
These are the bad words.
I got a note from boy, was he a crazy guy on the Face Friend page, the FBI social network.
Yeah.
And this fellow comes on, and he's looking at a picture of the kids in California being sprayed by the cops in the face with pepper spray.
And they say it's a food now. It's a food product,
pepper spray.
Yeah, it's like a ketchup. It's a vegetable. That's how they're going to get away with this. It's just food.
Well, let's feed some.
At least they pasteurize it first, probably, right?
I'm holding my tongue.
So, yeah, we talked a little bit about the pepper spraying of students yesterday with the governor.
Right, right. So, you know, this guy's sort of defending it and saying, well, yeah, it's not good, but really we should be taking a look. This is exactly how this internet pawning goes off. We should be taking a look at the outrageous behavior of the Occupy Wall Street protesters. And I'm thinking, okay, wait a second. These kids are protesting years and years and decades, even before they were born, of the Federal Reserve, the FBI, the CIA, the international jackals running governments and countries into the ground, destroying.
Yeah.
Some estimates are in the millions of people killed by, unfortunately, I don't say this happily, CIA interventions overseas, CIA adventures overseas.
Yeah.
They're protesting the monetary meltdown, the bailouts, the illegal gambling establishment called Wall Street, which you're going to lose money in if you're still invested in, unless you're betting against the market, which I would do. Short the market. That's my advice for the day, for the week, for the year.
By the way, it's funny, Newt Gingrich. I call him Newt Ron Paul Gingrich now.
Exactly.
He co-opted another of Ron Paul's perspectives. He says, hey, young people should be able to opt out of Social Security, right? Where did he get that? And then somebody on Facebook also said, Liam, they said, oh, well, he had some of his own. He didn't take it all from Ron Paul. He's talked about privatizing Social Security, whatever. Whatever, dude. Newt Gingrich is a statist because he believes that you can use and should use the force of government to make a person participate in a Ponzi scheme, or even if it's privatized, to do what Liam said, participate in legalized gambling with fiat money and phony, except for the insider traders of Congress. Congressmen can do insider trading and they're okay. I mean, so it's more of what you're saying there. But yes, they're upset with the students who are protesting Occupy Wall Street. Right?
Right.
If you get a job. Yeah, what job?
What job do you want to get? Our friend Richard Pearl, he says that on the last show he was on, he said that's why we're a nation of cashiers right now. Mm. We're all inoculated and injected against making any dramatic contributions, against thinking anything, against getting outside of the the pre-established way of thinking that we're all supposed to conform to.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of conformity, anyway, this idiot on Face Friend, you know, I said, look, you're a clown and stop wasting my time. A lot of these people are plants. A lot of them are just there to stop or change an argument. Either they're sleepers in their own heads, or they're just so beholden to a concept of law and order that they don't understand that the law is not on the side of people who beat up children for asking for real rights. And the job of this is the problem now. We have people believing that the government gives us our freedom. The government should be protecting us from the government.
Mm-hmm.
The government should be protecting us from having our freedoms taken away. But instead, the government is telling us that we have to hate children, teenagers, 20-somethings, who are saying, this country has been stolen by criminal gangsters and banksters and mafia, and we don't like it. They're the problem. I think it was let me quote Malcolm X, who said, if you believe the media, they'll have you believing that the underdog is the bad guy ruling the world, and the guys pulling all the strings and doing all the problems are somehow your friend. If you believe the media, now if you believe the government, I want to say this, speaking of government,
yes.
Oh, by that way, that guy went to my website and wrote me a note and said, I have looked at your opinions and everything, and you are psychotic. And I thought, well,
Liam, you need re-education, don't you?
I need to go to the FEMA re-education camp with the crunchy mouse cereal.
The former Soviet Union or East Germans, they put you in re-education camps.
That's what they used to tell dissidents in the Soviet Union. It's a very powerful tool that a government has. They say so-and-so
is crazy.
Yeah. In other words, nobody can trust your opinion. It's what the AIDS establishment does to people who – it's very powerful. I mean, it's really powerful. It's a finger-pointing thing. You have to look at them and say, what's your argument? Your argument is that we should be spraying children in the face with pepper spray, or if I don't believe that, I'm troubled in some way. Hey, let me tell you something, buddy. Go screw yourself. That's my opinion.
Well, I'm grateful for that opinion because, like I said, we might not agree with everything that One World Wall Streeters, Occupy Wall Streeters say. When, for instance, we talk about education, indoctrination, many of them, you know, come from the left, this idea that the government should be definitely engaged in educating the masses. Free. Yeah, free for everybody. But I've wanted a separation of education and state because the education is not true education. It's pure indoctrination at this point. They've rewritten history. They've whited out certain aspects of history so people are detached from cause and effect. Therefore, you know, if they're protesting and they're legitimately, most of them are protesting legitimately, even if they don't understand it fully, the right to do so, as Jesse Ventura said yesterday, is inalienable. You know, they have the right to protest, not to be pepper sprayed for protesting just because you don't like them. Oh, well, they were in the way of somebody, you know, all right, push them out of the way. If you got it, you need pepper spray to do that. I mean, there are ways to do it. These people are so violent. And Mike Adams wrote a beautiful piece yesterday. It was actually hilarious and poignant, and as well as depressing, all of the above. And then he wrote about it called Trickle Down Tyranny, talking about that where we are learning to become tyrannical. Why are these average Joes or average police officers taking their power and just literally assaulting the helpless?
Right.
Right?
Where
is this coming from? And I've argued that people learn to take drugs from their parents. Their parents learned to take drugs from what? The doctors. They trusted the doctors. Where did the doctors get it? The government gave them a monopoly. And suddenly now you have all of this, and generationally now it's become very normal for a child to reach for a drug even in childhood age. I've told the story of my son who didn't even know what an aspirin was until he was 11 years old, not because he had to take one. And at the same time, I am not against you having the freedom to choose aspirin, even though I would argue that, you know, unless there's an extreme dire emergency, there are other ways to go besides, you know, going to the pain-killing drugs of Big Pharma. But I've never called for their banning, even though I'm not a big fan of them.
Right.
It's a different thing.
Right. Now, who's talking about a banning of information? I don't know if we'll do this in this segment, but there's a big thing that's happened in a very large country. We'll do it next segment because I think we're going to hit a break. I just want to say that we're in a lot of trouble. We all know this, but it's, I don't know, the chickens are coming home to roost. You're beginning to see it in parliamentary bills, in things that are passed by parties that you think stood for freedom. They're showing their true colors, and the question becomes, should we be rooting for a black president, a female president, or a just president? Does it matter? Does it matter if women become in charge? Do women really run the world differently? Is Hillary Clinton promising to be peaceful in the world? And no, I believe she said we'll wipe anybody off the map who messes with our overseas military base in the Middle East, aka Israel. I'm not talking about Israelis. I'm not talking about Jews. But that's the way the United States looks at that bit of land. Mm-hmm. That's what Iraq is now. It's an overseas U.S. military base. We'll never leave. We've invested billions
and billions
of dollars.
Until we're truly bankrupt, until people stop accepting Federal Reserve notes. At that point, you don't have a choice. That's what Ron Paul has been warning for a long time.
So we've got a country in the southern hemisphere, considered a Western country, freedom falling. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about that. And over here, we've become Johannesburg, and maybe we'll get into that. But we are beginning to round people up in broad daylight. We are putting literally $5 in front of people to go kill themselves. And I'll tell you what that...
We'll explain that, yes. And by the way, what I'm hearing here, Liam, is that if you place a woman or a black man or a Democrat instead of a Republican or vice versa, it guarantees only that the same power structure continues and exists. And the statement are saying that absolute power corrupts absolutely. unless you have someone powerful enough to reject the use of that power. And that is an astonishing thing that anybody would reject its use. But there are people out there that have a track record of doing that. But it also said, do not put your trust in men. At the founding of the Organic American Republic, do not put your trust in men. Bind the government down by the chains of the Constitution. Do not let it outreach, because there will always be men, and now we could say women, and men of any color, didn't matter, that would utilize the power that grew, expanded beyond the constitutional limitations. And even if you put the guy or the gal that you want, they become corrupted by it. Do not trust them. Do not even trust Ron Paul, who I do trust, by the way, based on his track record. You don't. He would say roll back the power, the ability of the government to even do any of this.
Right.
Because someday, if Ron Paul's president, there'll be someone who's not like Ron Paul who would reject the use of power. And that's where the Republicans and Democrats all fall down all over themselves. Just get us in power. All will be well.
Right. So a friend of mine is out with two of her friends. They're gay guys. And, of course, that means default de facto, they're extremely liberal to the point of probably never reading anything that they are told not to agree with.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of Ron Paul comes up, and isn't he that crazy guy? Oh, he's not even a doctor, is he? Oh, what does he do? What does he know? And my friend said, no, he's not a doctor. He's been a doctor for what, 40 years?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's only been a doctor for, no, he's only a constitutionalist. No, he's only a scholar. No, he's only voted according to the best intentions and wishes of his constituency. No. Why don't you guys get off of your political agenda, your tiny little bandwagon, which is, by the way, and we'll talk about this next,
sure,
the gay community is just, it's just a community of slaves. I said it. You can quote me.
But well, yeah, and we'll update you on that, because World AIDS Day is coming up soon after the holiday break here, and we're going to have some very special announcements coming out about that.
We've got more video.
More video coming out. Exciting as far as
really important.
Yes.
I'm not being hyperbolic. This is the most important video that I know of, because it mm-hmm. talks about the most important lie that a lot of people in the world, the South African community, the African, the Indian continent, the Asian continent, and the black community and the gay community here. Go.
Stand by. We're going to come back with that. Also, we have some questions about herpes. Yes, we'll talk that. So there'll be some physiological and emotional healing as well. Also, Liam tells me there was another email that came in that somebody was upset with what happened on Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we're going to talk about that. And, of course, 866-939-BELL if you have a question or comment. 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com for all of the rockin' and rollin' links. You'll get them also through naturalnewsradio.com. If you'll enter your email address there, every day you'll get your email updates that way. And we're going to be right back with more of Liam Sheff and lots of healing here prior to Thanksgiving Day holiday.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around, enjoy life again, Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here we go, rocking the health world. Liam Sheff, conspiracy realist, all around good guy. Yes, he is. You hear him on here. He's emotional too, and we love that. Literally bearing the soul on the Robert Scott Bell Show here. People are digging it because they don't hear this level of intense discussion and also irreverent humor from time to time. You know, to help us deal with our anger issues, because, hey, there's stuff to be angry about legitimately, and it's a human emotion that we don't want to shy away from. But certainly we'd like to channel it positively. But there's some really stuff that's kind of making me crazy reading about it out of South Africa, of all places, right? Apartheid. And we saw that great movie. What was that film Morgan Freeman played? It was about
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman.
Yes, don't say what you're going to say, Morgan.
I've been recently...
Invictus, right? And Matt Damon,
I played God in many movies.
Yes, he has. But beyond that, I mean, the transition, I mean, really a stunning, peaceful transition from apartheid to a new government, a new group of people coming in. Here's the example of what we were talking about. Is it a matter of who's in power, or is it that the power can be utilized against us? Because there's some really strange stuff, dark things happening, in fact, in South Africa.
Hey, remember South Africa, land of freedom. Hey, Bono, we won't play Sun City, he said. And then South Africa was free, and Bono became the lead spokesman for the idea that black people had some kind of sex disease. Not really putting two and two together, he didn't see how the white establishment had sort of played a game with him, with his head, with the heads of all the activists who were opposed to Sun City, that Las Vegas of South Africa, saying, no, we won't go there because South African blacks don't have any rights. You've stolen their land, you've stolen their rights, you kill them, you put them in prison all their lives. And you had Stephen Biko, and you had Nelson Mandela, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people dying in prison. Nelson Mandela unbelievably didn't die in prison. He chose a very different path, and he came out, and he was made for a period of time, what was he, president or prime minister? Forgive me if I don't understand the entire political system there. I think president.
Yes.
And it's a parliamentary system. Where are we now in South Africa? It's a wonderful place, right? I mean, HIV testing free in every train stop for all the blacks, all the Africans.
You
all
can
the blacks.
See it in House of Numbers, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, hey, you don't need to do anything because we want to test you. All you blacks, we got to test you and round you up. We got to test you. So you got to test all the blacks in South Africa. Well, we would never do that here. I mean, you'd never go and get an HIV test in like a train station here. We'd go to a doctor. But there, no, just anywhere you go, any market, any public square, because all the blacks have a sex disease. Well, what do they have now? What do they have now? Hey, they have free speech, don't they? I mean, it's South Africa. Because they fought for it. They fought for that freedom, and they have it now. But what is... I'm sorry, what's this? Amnesty International? Who are they? News, South Africa, dark day for free speech as secrecy bill is passed? Excuse me? The South African Parliament's approval of a draconian secrecy bill which could see journalists and whistleblowers in prison for investigating state wrongdoing. What? The bill, which could see journalists facing 25 years in prison for publishing information which state officials want to keep secret, was overwhelmingly approved in Parliament, 229-107.
I mean, you're talking about the African National Congress, the ANC. I mean, they're the ones that took over and said, we got to right these wrongs.
Truth and reconciliation.
Yeah.
Truth and reconciliation. Hey, we're not going to have a war crimes. We're just going to tell the truth. We're going to take the high road. We're going to let all of the criminals who murdered so many citizens, so many of the rightful citizens of South Africa. It's okay. We'll just have truth and reconciliation. Very brave in many ways. We'll just listen to them. We'll tell the stories. We'll cry out loud.
Noel Kutuwa from Amnesty International in Africa, he says, if the upper house of parliament doesn't throw this bill out, South Africa will be left with a law which severely limits the crucial right of journalists and whistleblowers to expose corruption. The upper house must safeguard the media's right to criticize the country's leadership and vote against the proposed law. So basically, they've become what they abhorred.
The African National Congress Party, says the article, which backed the Protection of State Information Bill. Boy, that is... Wow. Says the new bill...
protection of state? Does the state need to be protected? I thought the state was there to protect the people from the state. Says the new bill is not about covering up corruption. No, no, no. It's not about that. It's or targeting the media, even though it's aimed at who? Journalists and whistleblowers.
Yeah.
But it's being introduced to address threats of foreign spies. Because as you know, foreign spies want whatever South Africa's doing with their immense weapons and military. No, that's not
wait
what-
a second.
Foreign spies. You mean there are people trying to get a hold of the Dutch miners of diamonds who steal from all the bliks in South Africa?
Oh, boy.
No, what foreign spies? You know what? I remember I read a history book when I was a kid about what was it, Oceania, and they had to fight. I can't quite remember the name, but they had a friend. It was called Big Brother, and there were TVs everywhere, and they told them what was important and what wasn't. And you had the Ministry of Truth,
right?
Because war was peace.
Yeah, what was that book?
I don't 2011.
Yeah, 2011. Yeah, it's happening. It's happening. Now, you know, the point that I want to make again here, the risk of belaboring it, is that if you were under the impression that if we just got our guy in Congress, in the Senate, in the White House, even if Ron Paul, bless his heart, were to get to the presidency, it's not enough because the government is a reflection of the people. If the people demand of government that they should be cared for cradle to grave or that they should become the world's policeman, even Ron Paul himself would not be able to overcome that. And so the question is, it's a bigger picture than any one man, as much as we do support and endorse him for the presidency, however he could get there. But we're not under the delusion that one guy is going to, you know, salvage it all. It's going to take all of us to reject that which is the police state, developing over time, generationally speaking, etc., down to this point where how long has it been since our apartheid has been overthrown? It hasn't been that long in the big scheme
of
things.
No, we're in the dozens of, you know, what, a dozen?
Yeah, it's not long. I mean, in the big
early 90s?
It's less than 20 years. And you see that the decline and the reversal of becoming that which you abhorred because now you have the power. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Okay, so there was an English historian, and his name was, we call him Lord Acton, and he was an aristocrat, and he had time and money to study history. John Dalborg Acton, first Baron of Acton, and he never wrote a book, but he had thousands and thousands and thousands of notes in books, and those have been sometimes brought together in a collection. And he studied history from Lucretius and Ovid's not history. Who wrote Plutarch? The wars in the Peloponnesus. Was that Plutarch? Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Peloponnesian War. I want to say it's not Plutarch. Somebody's going to write in Thucydides. Anyway, I'm going through my Greek names. It'll come to me right after the show.
That's all right. That's right. What happens sometimes.
So you understand. So we've got the Greek and the Roman historians. Then you've got the medieval historians. And he's looking at all of this stuff, all the stuff that's in the Western canon that he's able to read. And he begins to form opinions about history. He does so slowly. He does so carefully. And he writes... He writes, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. He writes, great men are almost always bad men, even when they exercise influence and not authority. Still more when you add the tendency or the certainty of corruption by authority. There is no worse heresy than that the office sanctifies the holder of it. There is no worse heresy than the office sanctifies the holder of it. If you're in power, you make an excuse for yourself, and because you're in power, that excuse has legal footing. It has legal mm-hmm. legs. The short version of this, the official story is there to protect the official. The other version is the government is not your friend. The government, their number one job should be to protect you, the citizen, from them.
Or from any other violations of your right to life, liberty, etc. And, you know, what you've said here indeed explains, for instance, Obama coming in with whether he had good intentions or not. It's irrelevant at this point. But he's come in and done or doubled down on those that preceded him. And people are still deluded into giving this man, well, he got in and he adopted or he inherited a horrible situation. Well, I'm not going to argue that. But he still has a choice to make as a human if we believe in free will. Unless he's a Manchurian candidate, right? And there may be many of those within our government simply because there is so much dirt on people, congressmen, whether it be sexual issues, whether it be drug issues. I mean, the controlling factors are there, which is, again, why they are terrified of Ron Paul. They can't find anything on the guy. He's got nothing. He doesn't want power. Lobbyists don't even visit his – they don't knock on his door because he's not – at least at this point, he has proved himself to be not corruptible. And that's a hard thing to say about any human, but the track record is there. That's why I say we would be much better off if that's the case. Otherwise, we may have to just pack it up and restart all over again.
It's like the guy who wrote me and was being critical of me for saying that I didn't want children sprayed in the face with pepper spray. And he's saying, well, you're a, what did he call me, a parasite or something like that, a psychotic. And in my own life, I have a right to be that if I choose to be. But sure. I don't want to spray children in the face with something that can kill them. By the way, do you know that the police killed somebody in New York with pepper spray?
I think it was a military guy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, they killed. Well, there was a guy, and he had he was
asthmatic.
He was asthmatic, yeah. And he said, "Don't do this. I'm having an asthma attack." They sprayed him, and he died. The police in New York have murdered somebody because they now suppress people with tasers and pepper sprays. How many people have to have heart attacks being tased now and die? You know, there was a point in America recently when killing a citizen in the street by a police was enough to get people to riot in the streets because the police are supposed to protect us from criminals. They are not supposed to murder us.
Well, it's unfortunate we have a lot of people sympathizing with the police officers that would conduct these criminal activities now just because they're wearing a badge. And you know, again, there's a worship of authority and authoritarian structure. And that includes the, you know, the wussification of America by the Hannitys of the world.
You're not going to be protected by going along with authority. And if you want to do some investigation of what happened in Germany, the Germans who were slight,
cooperative
who yeah. wanted to believe that they could, if they got into the Third
we
Reich,
we could change it.
They
right?
could just, because Hitler was a little extreme, they knew it. They knew it. A lot of Germans knew it.
Yeah.
They didn't know what he was up to. Well, we'll work within it. And they were criticized by their peers. This is well documented. They ended up dead. Their families ended up dead. Or they ended up on war crime tribunals. By the right. way, I think maybe a dozen of the worst people were ever put to death or hung for the German atrocities. And that tells you a lot about history because there were thousands of people pulling levers mm-hmm. over there.
I hear a lot of this still going on. If only we had our guy in, right? Right? And I say this knowing full well somebody could criticize me and say, well, how come you're for Ron Paul? Well, you know, if we have a structure that still exists, would I rather have men and or women of character? You talked about, you know, of justice, you know, that understand that concept and live it. Yes, absolutely. But in the meantime, I'm also cognizant of the fact that we may descend into total anarchy, which the government, by the way, is already in. They do not follow any laws. They make it up as they go along. So it isn't the people that are in anarchy. It isn't the Occupy Wall Street people that are in anarchy. It's the government itself. And that's part of the discontent that is going on right now. Listen, we got to take a break. I promised you we'll talk about the herpes issues. Some people had some questions about that. Liam, you wanted to talk about that. Also, I do want to hear about the critique about Monday's show. Somebody was very upset about some of the things that we did on Advanced Medicine Monday.
And there's a new treat at the DMV if you're poor enough.
That's right. If you go to the DMV to get your driver's license, get what? They're going to check you for something else, too, now.
You get to die for $5.
Look out. We got that and more. And we'll find some things to be grateful for as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show, heading into the Thanksgiving weekend holiday. And I appreciate y'all being here. Remember, I also say thanks to Prepper Podcast Network for rebroadcasting the show every day as well. We appreciate
thanks.
Them and you. You're welcome. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, papaya leaf extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. One-stop-health-shop.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Remember, coming up soon after the holidays, well, World AIDS Day, we'll get a special broadcast here. Liam and I will be back to do that, along with revealing things about HIV testing that they absolutely don't want you to know about. But, of course, we covered this story about the ANC now saying, hey, you can't tell the truth. You're a whistleblower. You could be 25 years in prison, becoming the evil that they disdained. Of course, becoming the evil that we disdain. That's what's happened here in America as well with the government and things they're doing. Did you ever go to the Department of Motor Vehicles to get a driver's license, right? This is you're asking permission not to use the roads, not to travel, but to engage in a commercial activity. That's not the discussion for today. But if you do, like many Americans go, and particularly in the Washington, D.C. area, is that right, Liam? You're going to get something extra that you may not bargain for.
The capital of our great Roman Republic.
The seat of power, so to speak.
The seat of something. I think it's a dirty seat.
It's a very dirty seat. You don't want to sit anywhere near it. You know, when I was up there at D.C., I wanted to get out, even though I was surrounded by some good people with the Raw Milk Freedom Ride. But still, that area, the den of vipers, so to speak. Now, what are they offering you?
I think they got to change a diaper in that dirty seat of power. Here we are in Washington, D.C. We got a lot of po folk, got a lot of black folk. Mm-hmm. What do they want to do? They want to go to the DMV and not help people drive or not help people
get a renewed tag, right? Your license plate, right?
Anything. You get an ID, a state ID, a city mm-hmm. ID. Well, mm-hmm. okay, right? So you don't mail it and you just go down there because it's in your neighborhood and you go down and, hey, I'm going to get, oh, what's that? Oh, look at that. For 20 minutes? Yeah. Okay. Well, you're giving me a $5 coupon to a grocery store.
What is that $5 coupon for?
What is that $5 coupon get me? Oh, yeah. I get $5. And all you want is 20 minutes of my no blood. I don't have to give any blood. Just going to oral swab. Oh, it's for my health and for the health of everybody around me.
And you're going to get a $5 gift card to a local grocery store if you allow the people at the DMV to swab your DNA, etc., to tell you what?
That you're going to die. That you have an incurable sex disease and you are a leper in your own community.
Liam. You are making that up.
They're doing 20-minute rapid, non-sanctioned, non-diagnostic, but they'll tell you they're diagnostic, so-called HIV tests at the DMV.
DMV for HIV, basically.
Dial DMV for HIV right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. This is where it was going. Remember, they had to target the minorities, the poorest among us. Where do they go? Right to the heart, the belly of the beast, Washington, D.C., the DMV. They know the people there, and they're going to say, listen, you come in here, we'll let us swab you, and we'll tell you you're going to die of a dreaded sex disease, which is patently untrue. You're going to die of the drugs that we're going to somehow give you or you know pay for by other taxpayers or fund any other way, and we're going to say you have HIV and or AIDS. But you get this $5 coupon to spend on what at the grocery store?
Well, thank you, miss. I'll go take the $5 and I'm going to die now.
Yes, you can get your refined foods, Twinkies, etc., six-pack of beer. There's no limit to what you can buy.
No, they're not going to tell you about selenium, glutathione. They're not going to tell you about seaweed and health. They're not going to tell you about the fast food scam that puts these disgusting murder barns of just filth that these places serve, the McDonald's of the world serve. Where in the ghetto neighborhoods, where $1.99, 99-cent meals where people don't have a lot of money, so they get sucked into this because there's a lot of fat and a lot of calories in a couple little bites. Do you wonder why people eat it? Because it's there and it's cheap. It's not good food. It's not even food. It's calories, but God knows what else. It's unfortunately, it's poison in a bun very often.
By the way, the deal is even sweeter than we mentioned. It's not only the $5 grocery coupon. You get $7 off your DMV services. So whatever you're doing there, getting a license, renewal, whatever, $7 less if you let us swab your mouth.
20 minutes. For those who test positive, the nonprofit offers a free ride to its nearby office where they can arrange counseling, an appointment with a doctor.
And get you on those drugs that are so profitable for the pharmaceutical industrial death complex.
The testing project is run by a nonprofit. I'd like to see their books.
Where's the nonprofit? Yeah, people books. Are making a fortune in nonprofits.
Family and Medical Counseling Services, Inc., which uses an office inside the site.
If you doubt that this story is real, no, it is. It's on Boston.com. We've got the links up through the Boston Globe at DC DMV, driver's license, tag renewal, HIV
test. Oh, it's all over the news.
This is all over the Associated Press.
You have to meet people where they are, explained Sheila Brockington, a graduate of some ridiculous liberal arts college, who oversees HIV testing at the DMV office in Southeast Washington. The only one of the city's three DMV service centers where it is offered. Let me guess. That's probably a poor black community.
Mm-hmm. That's where they're targeting the minorities.
You're waiting anyway, she says. You're waiting anyway. You might as well.
Come on. Just give us that test.
Okay. What do HIV tests come up positive for? Robert, go ahead. Name 50 things and I'll tell you which is wrong. Go ahead.
Poverty. Poor people.
Poverty comes up positive
right?
for poverty.
Pregnancy, right?
Pregnancy.
If you have had a flu shot.
Flu shots.
And many of these people
any
have.
Any shots.
Any shots whatsoever. If you had a cold, if you have asthma, and a lot of these people do. If you have any kind of nutritional deficiencies of any kind, this is an amazing thing.
If you've had any cow milk.
Cow milk, right. That's right.
Bovine exposure.
The antigens and other things there, yes. On and on and on and on and on. That's why we're going to do the big World AIDS Day special. And that's why we can't go further into this because we've got so much we still have to cover here towards hitting into the Thanksgiving holiday. And I still want to be grateful about some things because I'm certainly not grateful about this other than the fact that it allows us to cover it and show the dangerous absurdity in perhaps one more person.
Hey, you know what? Wake up, black people.
Yeah.
You think that the Jim Crow era is over? You're
no.
being targeted.
Yes.
Wake up.
Yep. And this is coming from a couple of white Jew boys that are saying this.
Wake up. You are being targeted. They're going to infiltrate your churches. They're going to infiltrate your schools. They're going to come and say it's your responsibility to be tested. You know what your responsibility is? Your responsibility is to say, let me see the package insert for that test. Because I heard a couple of guys on the radio saying it says this test has no standards. And it comes up positive for X, Y, and Z. I want to read the medical literature on the test. That's all you have to do. They'll give you such a
da-da-da-da-da-da. They're going to shoo you out.
You'll understand who you're dealing with.
Yeah. And that's what we want to see. Again, one less person that's victimized in this way, and it'll make all this time that we spend on the radio worthwhile. And so there. But in relation to this, because they falsely claim that HIV is a virus that's killing people over the course of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60,
40 years now,
who knows. There is a virus that they sort of have identified, however they call it, but the herpes family of viruses, starting with the zoster varicella, the herpes varicella virus, which is the chicken pox. They also have herpes 1, 2, 3, herpes simplex, herpes complex, herpes duplex, herpes genitalis. I mean, they come up with all these different names, and they manifest themselves differently, whether it be shingles in adulthood or whether it be herpetic outbreaks anywhere on the skin. Of course, the genitalia, the most horrendous, horrific for people to deal with, and it's very common. Excuse me, Liam, where are you going? Who is this?
Hello?
Who are you?
I'm a herpy.
You're a herpy?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing here?
You're talking about me.
Well, yeah, I didn't mean to talk behind your back or anything, but I didn't know you
were. Oh, yeah. You know, I like chocolate and peanut butter. I like sugar and alcohol.
From what I understand, you as the herpy likes stress. You like people to be in extreme stress.
Oh, yes.
That seemingly creates an environment that allows you to manifest, grow, and reproduce or replicate.
I like to replicate, and if you feed me chocolate, I like to pop out all over the place.
Mm.
Please don't eat any lysine.
Oh, yes, that's right. By the way, the herpes viruses do not like lysine, a few other things that they're not really happy about. Thank you for sharing that. That's really nice of you to reveal that. A weak point for you. So you're kryptonite, one of your kryptonites.
Ouch!
Yeah. By the way, Mr. Herpy, you are very annoying to a lot of the human population. You know that.
Thank you.
This is what you're here to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think,
I come out when people are not taking good care of their immune systems.
That is very true. That is very true. It's not like some kind of alien viral invasion. These things are pretty much endemic to the human species, some in the animal species as well. But they only manifest when we are under stress and duress and, of course, reduced in our nutrient balance. In other words, certain nutrients are depleted. Selenium is a big one here.
Oh, no!
You don't like selenium,
no.
Do you, Mr. Herpy? No, I didn't think so. What other things can we say that will make you go away or at least go back to sleep? Right? Eating well. Reducing stress. Meditation, right? Contemplation, yoga, exercise, homeopathic medicine.
No!
Yes, homeopathic medicine. In fact, one of the most profound remedies that you can utilize is known as Rus toxicodendron.
Ouch!
Yes, I know. You don't like Rus tox, do you? It is homeopathic poison ivy because it manifests very similarly to a lot of the herpetic outbreaks. So you can use Rus tox to get rid of Mr. Herpy here. Yeah, exactly.
You are not being my friend anymore. I am leaving.
Okay, Mr. Herpy. I appreciate you stopping by to reveal things.
Eat some chocolate.
Yes, don't eat some chocolate. No, unless it's the cacao, right? That's not refined with sugars and everything. But even then, be careful if you're susceptible to the herpetic outbreaks.
Reese's Herpy Buttercups.
No, don't eat those right now. Please, if you want to, let's say, cool down the manifestation of these herpetic outbreaks that are very specific. Can you give the seat back to Liam, please?
Excuse me.
Get out of the way.
Ow.
Yeah, don't touch that, Liam.
Okay.
Let him go.
He's gone.
All right, you got the silver spray?
Wow, he's weird.
By the way, silver is virostatic. Spray it. And it will stop a herpes virus from the replicating?
So I've got some Argentin 23, and actually this company that I like, Immunogenics.
Natural Immunogenics. Yep.
They make a topical thing and a kind of a gel, right? A gel, right?
Also, the Sovereign Silver that most people can get, because what you're talking about is doctor only.
Mm.
But either way, I've seen the ability to stop these herpetic outbreaks almost as fast as they manifest.
So silver is virostatic.
It is. It stops the virus from replicating. And, you know, I mentioned homeopathy. I also want to mention the nozodes, homeopathic nozodes. We'll talk about that in the vaccine event with John Rappaport coming out soon. And these are homeopathic preparations of these so-called killed viruses that cannot replicate and cause harm. And so you can utilize whatever species, if you want to call it that, of the virus, herpes simplex, genitalis, zoster, varicella. All of these things also will help sensitize the immune system to really kind of put it back in check. But the real bottom line is it's, you know, not the fault of Mr. Herpy there who showed up. He's just doing what you give him the opportunity to do, manifesting in an environment that's conducive for his growth.
Right. It's a growth. It's not a factor, but it's an expression of genetic material. It's really embedded in your own, and it will express under You said great stress, and he said, I assumed it was a he. I really don't know. More like an it. I don't know.
Yeah.
More like a...
He was annoying.
Expresses... Well, they are annoying.
Yeah.
Expresses with... There are some elements of peanuts... Roasted peanuts,
yep.
which are very toxic. In fact, peanuts are one of the more toxic nuts.
Aflatoxins,
I just stopped eating them.
Pesticides and such. Yeah,
yeah. I used to like them, but I stopped eating them. And chocolate. He's right about that. Now, from the macrobiotic perspective, I'd say you have to eat more seaweed, things that are cooling and nurturing to the yin tissues. So seaweed, kelp, spirulina, and get rid of the sugar and the stimulants. Take green tea, not black coffee, and don't eat things like very, very, very spicy or deep fried that have strong energetic effects, either releasing or bunching up. Like the deep fried stuff is really too energetic. You really want to cool and soothe system. I'd get the book Healing with Whole Foods, with Whole Foods by Paul Pitchford. We should have him on. He's a genius.
We'd love to have him on.
Yep.
Also, olive leaf, anything that supports immune function will strengthen that system. But remember, detoxification always in order. Heavy metals, candida yeast fed by sugars, and these mercury metals as well. These are things that need to be reduced or eliminated from the body, and that you're less likely to see these outbreaks, whether you can actually eradicate the herpes family of viruses. It could be as simple as a cold sore.
Lysine cream.
Super Don, right? He's told me about the cold sores that he would get, and he would utilize the little silver spray and gel on his lip. Gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was amazing. So it's not a mystery. I hear this all the time, but I'm glad that you bring it up, because a lot of people are going to be overindulging and stressing their immune system. They're going to be stressed because their family that they may or may not want to see coming in for the holidays, right? And there goes the herpetic outbreak. Yeah, not because it's communicable necessarily in that way. You may have it already in your body, and it just gives rise. So let's restore integrity to the body. We're going to come right back. We'll also talk about that email that came through, Liam, about somebody upset about what happened on Advanced Medicine Monday. We'll mention at least one thing we're grateful for, and then if all timing works out right, I'll be on the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams after this show. So get ready for that. Rock and roll. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Liam, thanks again for being here on the pre-Thanksgiving Day holiday program, and you know, some gratitude in the air, but yet some things about the holiday not so conducive for good health. I'm just honest about this.
It's not my holiday.
No,
no.
What do you like to do?
I got turned off from this holiday as a kid when I watched the family just ripping apart the carcasses of these animals and stuffing their face and having no
gluttony.
Gluttony.
Right? Instead sloth, of gratitude.
Sloth,
right?
Gluttony.
I like the gratitude part of it, but you're right. And that's why I warn people about the flu outbreaks that come after Thanksgiving. People are abusing their gastrointestinal system, even on good food, and overindulging. And, of course, a lot of their artificiality. You've seen movies written about Thanksgiving. Horrific, some funny, but some not so nice about what families do to each other. I mean, there's that too. But gratitude as well. That's a positive side of this that I like.
Well, yeah, I give gratitude all the time for the people in my life who I love, mm-hmm. who show up, who are the universe expressing love in my life. And I'm always telling them that I care about them and that I'm grateful for them, and I am.
Yeah.
I don't really understand the one day a year thing. So I'm a bad Thanksgiving person. I'm probably a bad American that I don't understand most American holidays. I just don't get them.
Right.
So my biggest gratitude is for the people that I love, and that's what a lot of people do on this day. Mm-hmm. And my other big gratitude is that the movie theaters are open. Because if you don't want to do all that stuff, I don't like watching people just eat until they feel like going to the vomitorium.
You're not
going to
have a tofurkey? That look is precious. You should have seen that look I saw. Oh my gosh, classic. Maybe we'll make a video of that, but we weren't videotaping. Hey, listen, I'm even grateful for the people that critique and criticize the show. I know you sometimes will see that come in and you get angry and maybe rightfully so in some cases, but I like that people would say something, if they're upset about something.
Yeah, you're very good with it.
I believe me, it's helped me to hone my message as well. And we had somebody write in that was very upset about Monday's program, Advanced Medicine Monday. We told a story, Dr. Batar's wife, who got her finger basically bitten off by the dog, right? Horrible. Went to the emergency room. And listen, the purpose for me wanting Dr. Batar to share that story is really so that you would be aware if you ever find yourself in the ER. And even if I would acknowledge that's what modern medicine is good at, emergency trauma interventions, that you can't rest on your laurels. I mean, these people do not operate under their own standard of care. But she was very upset because Batar's wife got the tetanus shot, which immediately we also acknowledged he was going to detoxify her from right then and there, the next day or as soon thereafter as possible. Listen, you got to understand, Dr. Batar is a doctor. He's allopathically trained. He has come as far as a doctor often can come and beyond in terms of holistic ways and helping to bridge the gap and getting people off of this stuff. And I am here to build bridges, not destroy them. And I understand I've got some I'm diehard and hardcore on a lot of things. I've been all organic. You see me, Liam, we're out some places. I will fast before I'll eat food that is not clean.
Right.
Even though I'm not purely a vegetarian, you are. But I will make the distinction and say the quality. Here, do I critique and criticize people that don't eat the way I do?
No, you don't.
Only in terms of I want them to do better for themselves if they're open to it. But am I going to ban people from the show that I've had doctors on that I really give a lot of credit to? Dr. Bert Berkson we had on about the alpha lipoic acid. I mean, there are a lot of techniques that are not purely food-grown techniques that are necessary because we've strayed so far from nature herself. And we need some of these interventions that are not as pure as I would like everybody to be. Do I say, well, for that, I'm going to discount you. I'm going to disqualify you from ever speaking here on the... No, absolutely not. We are making bridges. I'm not here to preach to the converted. Yes, this is my healing ministry on the air. Yes, I'm grateful that you're here with me. But recognize, if you're already here or even beyond where I am, bless you. And I'm grateful. And you're probably impacting on people's lives in a very positive way because of who you are.
Right.
But don't tear down the people that are coming on here and making bridges for the thousands, perhaps millions of people who have not made it all the way over to where we are or where you are out there beyond even where Robert Scott Bell is.
It's what you said earlier in the thing. I'm not opposed to people wanting to do the crazy stuff with their medicine. I just want them to leave me alone. Mm-hmm. So there's hopefully a panoply or a gamut or a range of people doing health care in a way that suits them best. Mm-hmm. The problem is when the people with the guns or the pill guns or the vaccine guns point those at us and say, you're not allowed to do what you do. Mm-hmm. That's where we run into trouble.
Sure. And so, I don't want to be like the ANC has become in South Africa, where I adopt what the enemy has done before me and say, now you can't speak. We are prohibiting you from telling secrets, from asking questions. That is not our intention here. Never has been, never will be on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And granted, would I have done an antibiotic? No. I know about silver. I would love it if more doctors would do silver hydrosol intravenously, which, by the way, Dr. Batard knows how to do, but he didn't have access to it at that moment. It's an emergency situation.
Right.
So he elected to utilize an antibiotic for his wife.
Right.
I'm not going to criticize him for that. He used what's there. You've got a life-threatening scenario, potentially,
right,
with what's in a dog's mouth. I mean, in a fight like that, would I? No, if I had access to the silver? Again, this is a tough and difficult point to be, because we can be very much dogmatists about this. And I'm not even a dogmatic homeopath. I'll criticize homeopaths who say, the only way you can do it is one single remedy. No, you homeopathic buffoon. If it takes 1, 10, 100, or 1,000, I don't care. I want somebody to get well. That's my bottom line. And if you can do it with one, more power to you. I love you. Okay? You do it with 1,000, that's
too.
Okay, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And vitamin L that you brought up yesterday toward the end of the show.
It's a metaphor.
Yes, no. Vitamin L is very important, and I'm grateful for that here as we wrap up the pre-Thanksgiving Day special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. They're all special, isn't it? Isn't that special, Liam?
Everything is special right now.
Yes.
Tomorrow people are going to be laying around with leftover turkey sandwiches wondering what happened the day before.
We're
trying to cram more in.
And we're going to encourage
you. Oh, wait a second.
Yes?
Wait.
But
I can't sleep. It's almost Black Friday.
Oh, no. Don't go there. Listen, probiotics, silver, aloe, keep your intestines intact over this holiday. Bless everybody for spreading the message, listening to the message, spreading the message of health, freedom, and liberty here, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you to Super Don as well. Thank you, Liam. Thanks to the governor again for coming back on the show yesterday. That was a blast. And we've got some great best ofs coming up the next couple of days. Hope you enjoy it. Gratitude is there. We'll see what we got. But the healing continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Even when we're off the air, this streams 24/7. And keep downloading. A lot of you are still hundreds of hours behind. So take some time during the holiday and catch up with this message.
Do a little yoga.
Stretch, yoga. You got it. Grateful to you all. I'll be on Alex Jones, weather permitting, so to speak, after the show.
That's what I'm grateful to. I'm grateful to the audience, and I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm very grateful to you, Mr. Robert.
Oh my gosh. Oh my. Now I'm blushing. Listen, this is the message. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.